Blog Talk Radio.
Today is another day for us to talk and create more knowledge in ourselves, because, you know, some days we can find it hard to digest certain things. And listen again another time, and you begin to comprehend better, you see? So sometimes we have to keep on trying. And if we have an interest, we will achieve satisfaction of proper knowledge. All right. The fact that we live in a world of civilized people, it is understandable when we all know the same things, which lead us to civilized thinking. It is difficult for people to grow up in church and And you grew up in the church. That's all you know. And in your mind, you just feel to believe it because what you hear sounds like it makes sense. We don't know what it's lacking in what we hear. So there is grounds for us to feel satisfied. You know, it's like a child who the parents must guide because they are like adult people who will corrupt them. You don't want that. So it is with us growing up in church. It is our parents that is going to like brainwash us with Jesus and God and details that we are to know. Put us in the right focus and to know when something is really the truth from when it is somebody else. Truth it is, not civilized, but it's like talk about the Bible. And you've been reading Adam and Eve in the garden, and that's all the white people have to tell us because that's all they have made up. And we who don't know no better, we take it from them. You see what I mean? About 15 minutes ago, I tell you, I see the wonders, and it really brings me down to a state of mind. But, you know, it brings me to a sober state of mind. I am looking at the clouds and the way you don't have a far view. You can't see the far view of the skies. And when I look and see the force of the nature, you don't see it all the time, but it looks like it would rain all day, but it did not continue. And I could hear things panging on the window, like very small pebble seemed to be, falling, like they call it, the hailstone. You know, I thought I would have encountered more coming, but it never lasts too long. But it appears to me that it was going to, like the rain was going to last for a long time. And it's accompanied by some, wind. And it really put me in a mood to think sober. That nobody's going out in the open out there, going on the street. When you see that type of a show of power, clouds and rain and thunder, you don't want any of that, right? You don't want to face that. And if you were to go out into that rain, you have to have some very, very advanced reason why you would go out there when such a rain is falling. Well, it just start falling then. And you don't have a lot of water to deal with. So that is a plus for you to like try to make your way to do something in that type of weather. So, I have been reading and paying attention to some to the power that we are living under. And you know, I can tell you, my friends, I can tell you this. I'm waiting to see these white people leave our territories. Because I am thinking more widely and, you know, about this idea of these white sodomites, how they come about and say that they are human beings and we don't know anything about them, true or false. We don't know. And as I am saying, what I want to say to you is this. What I want to tell you, talk to you about is that we, as life on the earth, are living. We are brought into life and we are living. But I noticed that because of these white people who came and begin to like, it's a long time that they have been working on brainwashing the African people. And they didn't just, you know, they did the brainwashing first. And the dominance, the psychological dominance. And then they start to kill us out. Because what? They learn something. That, you know what? They are not able to manage us because of the number of us that exists. Yeah, they come a long way and because of the first attack they made on our species, the first, it's not the first attack. It's the second attack. These white people are coming from hominid, Homo erectus, right? That's where they are coming from. And they attack our people with their disease. And it would be a lasting effect until now. We don't get our senses back together. A lot of us do not. And so far, we are on a comeback. You know, we are coming back. We are developing. But we are still under them. Democracy. A.D. Anadamani, democracy, and we don't know what that is. And as far as the white people are concerned, we don't find them out yet. They don't think that we found out what they have been doing to us. So therefore, since we have not restore our mental capacity, we will continue to suffer. We will continue the victimization of our ability to reason. We will lose that, and they will do what they are doing, as we see here today. You honor them. I mean, we had all the institutions, all the civilized institutions is by the Elohim, intelligence, civilization. Is by them. There is nothing by white people at all. I mean, absolutely nothing. We don't have any reason to be under white people rule, because everything set up on earth, kingship rule government, it's not pertaining to any other creature. However, this is the picture that we are under them since 100,000 years ago. 100,000 years ago, their disease were put into our bloodstream by them. And it is something very, very, you know, too underestimated. We underestimate what has happened. However, it's not like what happened just, you know, like nobody don't know about it or stuff like that. However, to have something in print, like the World History Textbook, these types of these type of documentation is the right thing to have, so that you have a sound knowledge of things. It is the World History Textbook that I get my understanding from. Sumerian, prehistory, and the World History Textbook. Right? So, I am looking on the situation, whereas the disease that got into our system, that turned us full. There is a long space of time from the time it happened to where we are here today. A lot of things have happened, and it take a long time to explain. But we were created 200,000 years ago in South Africa, and we were not exposed to any other country, any other place, any other country, because it is the incipient point when we were created and how we developed to be adult and that we have powers of control over us, the gods. And what do we know about it? In Africa, what did we know? Well, we here who were not back there at the time, it's like traditional information we may get bits and pieces of. But nowadays, we have certain words that we rely on and certain information that we rely on. So when you hear the word indigenous, it is impacting, because it is talking about and describing that we were created 100,000 years ago. That is not in dispute. After we developed the first 100,000 years, that is when something happened to us. And it happened to all of our species. They spread their virus of disease to every part of the world, wherever we Africans are. They intended to completely sabotage the African species. They are a different species. And today, they don't behave like they are a different species. They don't even want to talk about their own species. I begin to read and see this. You know, my little reading that I do, it helps. Because I can make the distinction between BC and AD. And you know what? I can audit find somebody that does that. Talk about BC era and what kind of a population was there. I know, and I can tell, I can explain in great details. People were back there, and is what was back there we are looking at today. When these faggot white people talk about AD Anno Domini, they are inventing something. And they are inventing things simply because they come into the waking of civilization. But are they civilized? No. The World History Textbook does not canon them as civilized creatures. And the fact that you have cross-breeding interference into what we are seeing means then there's something you don't understand about white people. Okay? And are put into a position to just go along with what's going on. Now, except for people who come to a higher realization that that's not the way life is, and they begin to read and they begin to get validated by what they are thinking. That's a different story. So what do? After they set up AD and a Domini world, what do? All right. What was there before? When did they come and set up something? What date it is? We have something to go on, but we are not sufficiently making the right moves or form the right type of attitude. We are doing a lot of things that is portraying we are trying to build back our culture, but missing the right ingredient. And what is the right ingredient? You know, after you see a lot of Africans are building corporations and you know, and showing that, okay, all right, we're not dead. But listen, you're still under these white people and what they call government. And we have our own government. So why are we underneath them? We are underneath them because what? They get grip and forward momentum 100,000 years ago when they do what they thought was the right thing for them to do, and that is to use their disease on us. White people. You call them white people? They're not really white people, but after somebody like me grow up and see white people and see white hominids like they are real human beings. And everybody grow up as, you know, the slaves, offspring, we grow up and believe everything about white hominids them. You know, well, we didn't know fully that they were homosexuals. We didn't. But coming on to the 70s and stuff like that, they gradually get out of the closet. And by the time that they are coming out of the closet, they know why they are coming out of the closet at that time. It is because they know we have lost so much of our senses. And it is a whole ocean of things that we are backwards. A whole lot. And you cannot convince us because we still look forward to Christ. You see what I mean? And as long as, you know, we are thinking in our best interest and think that, oh, this represents God that creates us, so we have to worship him and stuff like that. And that's where we are. A lot of us. And bless those who gone over that type of foolishness. You know what I mean? So here we are. And I think that these white hominids, remember that's their species, they are hominids, primates. They are from a group of monkey tribes. So they are the first bipedal to walk upright on two legs. That's 3.5 million years ago. So we were not around. No human being was not around when those hominids evolve on the earth, there were no human beings around. Today, they are calling themselves human beings. They're calling themselves Homo sapiens. And we are not Homo. We are not into their what they create as some genus or whatever it is. We are created by the gods. We are mixed blood, right? The first human species. We here today, hybrid African people, we come from a hearthling. That's where we came from, and the blood mixed with the gods who came to earth and do all kind of things on the science and everything about secrets of how this function, how the earth function. They do and give us all of these things. Today we have these white people that tell us like, oh, they know everything about science and blah, blah, blah. It's simply because we are backward and we don't get to read the history and understand it like we should from back home. You see, we, the indigenous people, they stole the secrets from the gods of science and many other spheres of intelligence that the priest should have. Priest was not ever by white people. Priesthood and all these things is by the gods, people of different rank, right? In different offices. Yeah. It has nothing to do with these white people, you know. But something happened from way back then and put us in a situation for us to use our brain and come to a better understanding of things and see clearly how to depart from what these sodomites are what they are using to blunt our intellect. You going to church, you're blunt. Your brain is retarded. So your real original brain function you do not have. And you might think because you have education, and I'm not talking about that, because you know, the retardation of our brain, as can be seen, allows us to go and get university education. Yes, you can. But to tell you how you easily find out that your brain is retarded, and with all of your education, you are not well. You are still not well, because these monkey blood inside of your brain, in a certain kind of way, you have lost a very important brain capability that you are not exercising right now. And you may be wondering, what am I talking about? Well, I'll ask you, why would you go to church? Church does not, it doesn't inch to hybrid people, hybrid humans. You see, why do you think these white people trying to be humans, look like us, talk like us, and all that? Why do you think they're doing that? When 3.5 million years ago, or 4 million years ago, as long as they've been out there developing evolution style, right? If we are not retarded, why we are not ruling our government? Why you see the king in Italy fail to carry on rule? He failed because of these faggots that came and decided to take control of the whole property from which he ruled. One report says that he was out of town when they come in and decide to take over. So they were changing our government from kingship over to, when you say changing over, the changing over don't consist of any kind of a reciprocity kind of a deal, like it was handed over to them to carry on. Nothing like that. These are corrupt criminals, and decide to because they are homosexual, and that's the kind of life that they were establishing. You see, and that they are taking notes of everything that we hybrid people represent. You see, and that's how they build up themselves. That is how they build up themselves. So now when they tell you that America is their country, just understand that they're full of homosexual madness. That's what you're listening to. Right? And I am the knowledge, based on what I read, is we only need to wake up and learn the truth, and we will be okay. But as long as we go to church and believe into what they taught us, we'll perish. You see? We have to wake up and get ourselves back to knowing who we are. And we talk about Jesus and the Holy Ghost and all this kind of stuff. These are all the what you call it there, that these sodomites invented they invented from what they learned from us, you see. And then they establish, now, yeah, they do that until they were able to outdo us, and they begin to operate in a way against our retardation. We weren't able to control our government and run it the way it's supposed to be run, in not to include them. Our government is not for these guys. That's why they didn't carry on the kingship government when they overthrew the king in Rome, Italy. No, they didn't intend to carry on the gods, you know, super government. No, they decided to go a different way because they are sodomites. You see what I mean? They want to make up something that make it seem like they are able to build something better than what we have, the system we have. And this is what they are doing until this very day. You see what I mean? And because we have lost our senses about what government and law code is, and, you know, time calendar factors, and what should be happening on earth, because kingship government is given to us as, let's say, the normative for the gods to do. They set up the system, right? They created us, and to have, you know, children and bring about, you know, people on the planet, right? So there is absolutely no place for anybody to come from anywhere and talk about they're setting up something else, because what has been set up is perfectly done. And rightly said, we are to emulate it. They create us, hybrid human being, and we don't know anything. They are the teacher of us, and we must emulate what they have set down. Where are we right now? We are not doing anything like that. Retardation. And if you think you're not retarded, well, you tell me what's going on right now. When I read about the actions of the gods, when they came to earth and bring civilization, there was nothing but darkness, psychological darkness, because the sun was shining and night was coming down, you know, like we see today. But there was no psychological light on earth before the gods came here. They are the first creature to radiate civilization. They are, the gods are the only being to begin to do that. Right? So the world is actually now functional because of the gods who brought civilization and caused things to be the way it is right now. Not these fucking ass white sodomites, but all they know to do is kill African people. We are here believing the nonsense with church and Holy Ghost that these fucking white people come and talk about that's what we are to do. And they fix up all kind of institutions to make it seem like what they are doing is good and blah, blah, blah. But look, you find out that
the madness of these sodomites is done in such a way for us to think that some Satan exists apart from them. You see? And they don't even show like they and the evil something to do with each other. You know, they make it seem like, no, they are a mixture of a mixed nut stuff. And the devil is beyond the wall, you know, making people do wrong things. That's the way they fix up our society. And our society is either civilized or uncivilized in life, right? In principality form, these white people are pretty much, with the exception that they have little civilized awareness. They have a little civilized awareness, but it is with that civilized awareness they know to kill as many of us as they want and make so-called law. Talk about like federal law and all that kind of. We African people have nothing to do with these faggots and their AD and Adamani law. We don't have absolutely nothing to do with it. But because of our retardation, we are under them. And we have to follow what they do, because otherwise we don't have anything to do but perish. Right? So they don't have anything that we want. People, it's not people them, but they are hominids. That's the right name, you know, their ID, they are hominid. Okay? And whatever turned them into what they look like, human being, we as long as we don't find out, we will always unite up with them. Like they are human beings. And that's the problem. White people are not human beings. But we, as long as we don't read enough to find out, we will never find out. We will always be Christian. You see what I mean? Now, the point is, they've been going on with this all bunch of nonsense for so many years. And I've never have to give any account, because what they have as power, what fuel their power, is our ignorance to understand that they don't belong in any of our territory, anywhere on the planet. They have Europe to go. And as far as they are concerned, oh, everywhere belong to their fucking asshole. And no, we are the one who's supposed to rule the world with civilized society. We, and it is in history that we have succession to rule. Once they departed and leave us here, yeah, we are the ones that operate the kingship government. But look at what is happening right now. And our retardation is what to be considered about. And what are we to do to gain better knowledge and to control ourselves? Because why are we allowing these faggot white people to talk about they have government? And it is not no government at all. But because nobody from then come up and, you know, begin to articulate civilization. They're not about civilization, but we don't talk about it. We don't pounce on that. You see, we go into every crevice and corners to survive, but we won't face these idiot white fucking dogs and man's asshole we don't face them with the truth. It is the truth. It's not going up with bat and all kind of a different something to fight with them. It's like, you see the weather, rain came down and thunder, everybody will take shelter somewhere. That's the way the truth is. If we begin to come down like with the truth, like torrent of rain and thunder, they would find, we wouldn't know, I mean, we wouldn't know these people right now. Because the power that the gods put inside of us by using their blood to perform like civilized people, like themselves, it's their blood that they put and make us with it. We are called the mixed one. We are mixed blood people, but not their blood. And they want to tell you about Jesus' blood. There is no Jesus' blood as far as civilization is concerned. What we have to deal with is the citation of prehistory. Not Bible. Bible, you know, I would like to crush certain places in the Bible, but not New Testament. New Testament is garbage. New Testament is garbage. Okay? And if you can prove different, you could even get a space on this program anytime at all, 347-850-1358. Anybody can get a space on this program anytime at all. I am here. Things are functioning. And Blog Talk Radio don't turn off the mic, you know, so everybody can hear. Now, they think that they have something working for them in that, you know, they have worked a mighty feat to subdue the people of the gods. You see what I mean? Yeah. And they have made too much errors in what they do, which it is easy to see that, you know what? They are not going anywhere like they think they are, right? There are too many failures in what they do that if they wanted to find a place in this civilized world to work side by side with the hybrid ethnic people, the indigenous people, they would have taken a different route. You see? And what caused these Sodomites to feel bad and they are the mightiest on earth is A.D. Anno Domini. And nobody look at it. Nobody look at A.D. Anno Domini and find out that, you know what? This is the culprit. That's what is running the world. You see what I mean? And it is the easiest thing to invalidate. Really, I mean, right now, I invalidate A.D. Anno Domini. And if everybody decide and say, oh, true, they use A.D. Anno Domini to set up churches and all kind of different things. And you find out that every nickel that they are using in banks and stuff like that, invalidate. Invalidate, because these Sodomites don't have a starting place of civilization. They do not. They do not. But 1,000 years ago, I told you, that's when we have lost our mental ability to take care of ourselves. And they come in and begin to associate themselves with us. And this is where it takes them. We have lost our senses and turn retard to this day. There's hardly any of us reason properly like a civilized person. Yeah, you got education. But when it comes to civilization, you're not there. You're talking nonsense. Because you will never go back and speak of the BC era and what happened in the BC era. Okay? But you are up to your, from your feet to your head with AD and Adamani. You know, Jesus, the era of Jesus Christ, the son of Mary and the son of God. Those things are not civilized thinking. You see that? It's just not. And the calendar that is set up to run the civilized world, they kick it aside. I'm talking about they have moon season calendar. There's no such a thing. So what I'm trying to tell you, there is no government at all in AD and Adamani. And if you face these sodomites with the fact they don't have anything to defend themselves, what they call, you salute the flag, the U.S. flag, and it's all something that is useless. As far as government is concerned and principality, there is nothing that white people do except what they have created that has no real substance, like tangible and intangible, meaning the civilized world that the gods create to function, right? To function like this. They came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinary, documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. You don't want to get anything you don't want to get anything is more potent than that. You know? No. All right. Now, we Africans lean on the power of the gods. We are given instruction to live as people as the gods. We are the only civilized people by the gods. 200,000 years ago, these faggots, they are going on with all kind of different things for we, the indigenous people who are first everywhere, for us to remain retarded. Yeah, that's what they're doing, to make us retarded, stay retarded, and not to come back to our real self. That's what they're doing. Now, anytime we are learned beyond the fallacy that they are using on us, they are done for. They are done for, because neither will we go out there and try to fight them with anything. We won't follow them, go nowhere. We won't do nothing with them. And I am telling you, they will be gone. Now, talking about serious, serious things, my friends, I want to tell you about this portion of serious things. And then I will come to my main feature about the hominid disease attack. Okay? Now, we have been given a learning that doesn't support Christianity. So when we turn Christian, it is a violation of our creation, our blood, and our knowledge, okay? So the fact that we are following them, it is because I told you about 100,000 years ago, they bring their diseases and put it into our system. And it's the reason why, like I'm telling you today, we can do all kind of different things and cut all kind of kinds of different, you know, like find a way under the white man provision. But we will never get by the right way spiritually if you are able to make some money from what you do. That's you know, you're making money. However, you don't need to go under these white people to make your money, when all you need to do is invalidate AD Anno Domini and deal with your source that support the law of your government. We have kingship government forevermore, long before they came about 509 BC. Long before they come about and talking, the gods already set up kingship government, and only civilized people are under that. White people are not under any civilized government. They make up their own, and they do it when our law was in effect for them to obey it, and they didn't obey the law of the gods. You see, these are men that fuck dogs, okay? They want us to think like there's nothing to it. Look, there is everything to it. White people fucking dogs. I mean, the world is a textbook, tells you that they don't belong to your culture, so therefore they cannot be part of your life. So when, you know, they begin to, like, in slavery, their slave master impregnate the women and hide it. Yeah. You see, all these kind of stuff, because we create the possibility for that to happen. Now, for us to make, you know, make amends with our existence, we will have to do something different. And that thing is to know our history and how we are to live. We don't have Christianity. We have religion. You see, it's religion we have, a way of life. Okay, it's not about going to know heaven and all that kind of stuff. And we need to wake up to this. So I want to tell you a bit about our, and whether or not it's what you can relate to, it's up to you. Secret of God. When the gods came to earth 45,000 years ago, a lot of things took place here. And if when, you know, you're going to go about and deal with all of the things that these white people set up all over the world, and this is all we use now and cater to life, you know. Everybody wants to do this and do that until you're dead and stuff like that. But the spiritual force in the blood of the gods when they created us was for us to be great people, because they could not create a being that was not capable of doing what they want. So we have in our possession the teachings of the gods and how civilization came about. It has nothing to do with this fucking us old dogs and man or woman and stuff like all of them from Europe. You'll think that, well, you know, I am talking this way and stuff like that. But it is the way to talk. It's the way to talk. You think what they, all they have out there to talk about, they have a federal prison and all them kind of thing. It is because we are lost. Why we subscribe to that. You see what I mean? And that's what they want. Look, the Chinese are not under these old bunch of foolishness. The Indians are not under these foolishness, unless maybe some remote place or something like that. But see the place where they concentrate? They concentrate where the darkest people are. You see? And you must wake up and get the power of the gods working in you like in time of old. You see, once we get rid of this old bunch of retarded mindset, we will be done away with these faggots, okay? Where they are insisting that we follow their way of life. Listen, it's not going to happen. I tell you about our secret and our way of life, and that we must get them and this AD and Adamani invalidated completely so that we live under our own currency, our own government system. Because we have it here. We are the only civilization. These white people cannot bring another type of civilization anywhere. They are bringing their so-called AD and Adamani. It's not civilization from nowhere at all. Okay? Now, listen to this. All the things them that we see and notice and we can't relate to them, this, I think, will help some of us. When the instruction of Enmi Duranki in the secret knowledge of the Anunnaki was accomplished, he was returned to summer. The men of Nippur and Babylon, These places are real places, my friend. If you ever wish to Google them, Nipper and Sipper and Babylon. These are things that happen on earth for real. Were called into his presence. He informed them of his experience and of the establishment of the institution of priesthood, and that the gods commanded that it should be passed from father to son. The learned savant who guards the secrets of the gods will bind his favor, bind his favored son with an oath. You hear this? Before Shamash. Shamash is one of the high-ranking gods. And Shamash and Adad, those were the two most high-rank gods back then, and will instruct him in the secrets of the gods. Now, think about the kind of life that we hybrid people have. And these fucking assholes, white people, what they're doing, they belong to a different element than us. So what we stooping down with in their church and stuff like that they get that because of our brain retardation. That's why we are doing the things we are doing today, going to church. And think that this is a sacred thing. We have lost our minds. Okay? All right. You think about the four rivers in Africa. Before civilization came about, who dredged those four Africans? Those rivers. And remember now, you can trace that when the gods... the gods intended to set up civilization for mankind. The material to start Mesopotamia civilization comes from that river that run right there in Mesopotamia. You see what I mean? So I grew up in the church and is separated from these knowledge. When I start to read, I begin to become very, 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 you know, feeling sophisticated in myself to know what I should have been taught. Now that I am able to, you know, like get the source and read it myself, it's a different story. I am a different person. The tablet has a postscript. Thus was the line of the priests created. Those who are allowed to approach Shamash and Hadad, imagine that. No, white people can't do that. They could not do that. That back in the time when the gods, they were here on earth, and they are all set up in their different, their classes of administration. According to the Sumerian king list, Enmidarana was the seventh prediluvial holder of kingship and reigned Sipper during six orbits of Nibiru, according before he became high priest and was renamed Enmi Doranki. In the Book of Enoch, it was the archangel Uriel, God is my light, who showed Enoch the secret of the sun, solstice, and equinoxes. Six portals in all, and the laws of the moon, including intercalation, and the 12 constellation of the stars, all the workings of heaven. And in the end of the schooling, Uriel gave Enoch as Shamash and Hadad had given yes. Yes, in all, and the laws of the moon, including intercalation, and the 12 constellation of the stars, all the workings of heaven. And in the end of the schooling, Uriel gave Enoch as Shamash and Adad had given Enmi Doranki heavenly tablets, instructing him to study them carefully and note every individual fact therein. Returning to Earth, Enoch passed this knowledge to his oldest son, Methuselah. The Book of the Secrets of Enoch includes in the knowledge granted Enoch all the workings of heaven, earth, and the seas, and all the elements, their passages, and going, and the thunderings of the thunder, and of the sun and the moon, the goings and changings of the stars, the season, years, days, and hours. This would be in line with the attributes of Shamash and the attribute of Shamash, the god whose celestial counterpart was the sun and who commanded the spaceport, and of Hadad, who was the weather god of antiquity, and the god of storm and rain. See, that guy, Hadad, was a very serious god, right? Shamash, you too, in Sumerian, was usually depicted, see figure 54, holding the measuring rod and cord. Hadad, Ishkar in Sumerian, was shown holding the fork lighting. A depiction on the royal seal of an Assyrian king, Tukulti Ninurta, okay, Ninurta 1, shows the king being introduced to the two great gods, perhaps for the purpose of granting him the knowledge they had once given to Enmidiranki. Appeals by later kings to be granted as much wisdom and scientific knowledge as renowned early ages had possessed, or boast that they knew as much, were not uncommon. Royal Assyrian correspondents hailed a king as surpassing in knowledge all the wise men of the lower world, because he was an offspring of the sage Adapa. Another instance had a Babylonian king claim that he possessed wisdom that greatly surpassed even that contained in the writings that Adapa had possessed. So, my friends, there is so much here that I'm telling you that these things, because of these white people and the way that they, you know, I mean, what they did to our brain and our setback, you know, when you read all these things at first, it's like they're not making any sense. But when you read enough and find out that these are things that happen on earth, that because of these sodomites, our setback when we were created 200,000 years ago, we were met with these sodomites. and had our blood tampered with, that is the reason why we are in this situation here today. So I come to grips with the history here, knowing that you can, all of these names that you hear me calling, you can Google them. Get this book that I am reading here. It's by author Zachariah Sitchin. Okay. If you know when you're reading nonsense based upon current events and stuff like that, yeah, you should read this. Read Zachariah Sitchin. I haven't read all of his books, but I've read, you know, a certain number of his books that really focus on reality in the prehistory context that he deals with. Zachariah Sitchin will tell you about what these white people are doing on the moon, on Mars, and stuff like that. Zachariah Sitchin is an author that I recommend people read these books by him, because when nobody else will tell you those kind of inside things, yes, because a lot of people are afraid of these information because of the white people them and the church and things like that. Oh, they are killers, and that's why, no, you know, our people don't want to like get on their wrong side. You see, that's the reason why so many of our people who is trying to defend white supremacy, to talk against white supremacy, they are afraid. So they stay in the church and think that the God in the Bible is going to protect them. And it doesn't work like that. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And so far, so good what I tell you. I have a happy life now. And I am not afraid to talk the truth. Because, hey, whatever the church, whatever the truth have to offer, you should hold on to that. Hold on to what the truth offer you. If your truth is in the Bible, God and Jesus Christ, I can tell you, oh, it was a long time before I read and find out. None of those characters are true. And so much the merrier. I went to a paralegal and graduate, you know, and find out, you know, I didn't know all the, you know, all what I was going to get when I did that graduate paralegal course. You know, that tells you a lot of basic things that we should know about our world and society and principles and stuff. But remember, whatever legal course people today are taking, you're getting it from these sodomite white people them who didn't know anything about any law until the gods came to earth 45,000 years ago and bring civilization. All of these things that you see are going on is simply because we don't know and we are retarded and we don't know the truth to represent it. But there is no lawyer out there right now, and I am not bragging, but because what I'm saying is true, there is no lawyer out there that could like say call in and just shut me down. There's not one, neither a president, neither a governor, or nobody at all. I am telling you, you know, the simple truth about civilization. That there is nothing in church that is of civilization. Nothing of Jesus of civilization, nor the God in the Bible of civilization. And because somebody retarded to believe those things, they prey on us. They do prey on us. So whenever you want to have a talk about, you know, things that you may be thinking about, come on. Come on, spend some time here with me. And let us talk about these things and see how easy it is for you to fall in love with civilization. Not me, but civilization. Because who knows what civilization means? Is there anybody out there, even lawyers and judges, don't really know what civilization is? Because they come up into an academic concept that don't go in that route of civilization. They don't study nothing about that. They only know about Jesus, Jesus, like Jesus was born, you know, and then this is where they say they make their law off is Jesus Christ and him crucified. No Jesus Christ ever appear. I did believe that all of my life before I started to read and read carefully. No Jesus, no 12 apostles. None of those things are true. No Isaiah prophecy are true. Because the Bible itself, these foolish white people, they turn around and defeat all these important things that they are putting out for us to believe, only to find out their importance does not exist. None, 100% null. And I always want to feel good about the truth, you see. And when I began to read and find out that, okay, it's difficult to turn against them things that you believe all along. But is the more you develop and find out that, you know what? What I have been taught is now difficult for me to let go, and it depends on what truth I'm going to find that back up what I am finding. Yeah. And only so when you read and can identify with civilized thing, and you find out that you're Googling certain kind of thing and find out that, well, you know what, this guy Tim, he knows what he's talking about. Because you will run into where you can't run from it. You hear something from me, you can like go out and go search and hope that you'll find, you know, what I have said, or you find something that contradicts what I have said, right? So you want to find the truth because that's what you're living for, right? And you want to live by that truth, right? These white people, they're going to go home. You watch me and you listen to me, what I'm saying. They're going to go home because they don't belong among our culture. And all you see, they're trying to come and fuck our people and get crossbreed, baby. They know they're trying to kill us out. That's what they are doing. Now, you don't expect me to, like, sit on that. I'm not going to sit on that. It's a long, long time for us to come out of bondage. And only the truth is going to get us out of this, the bondage with them, because they are so consolidated in their mind about Jesus and these old bunch of, old bunk nonsense that they are talking like those are civilization. They want somebody who read and know what civilization is. You know what I mean? Until they find that coming from any angle in this atmosphere, they will find out that, you know what? They no longer exist for what it has been over the past, say, 2,600 years. And the amount the amount of effort they put in to write about African people, to take our name and character and do whatever they want to do with it, and we turn fool, we can't stop them. But now, they're being stopped. They're being stopped because they cannot use any cop, any court, any judge, anything I say, because it is the civilized truth that I'm talking about. And they don't have no civilized truth. You see what I mean? And I have been tested because I have joined the several of these social networks. And because I began to explain and tell people what civilization is, they didn't want me anymore in their institution, because they are claiming that, you know, they own America. They own America, and I can't talk, you know, these African things here. So they are actually saying we Africans don't belong in African territories. That's what these fucking assholes are telling me. Now, which part in their federal law book they have any kind of legal power under the God's civilization? Only the gods alone bring civilization. So I'm ready, like, to put it all out. You see, where they are coming from, where we are coming from, what species are there? That's what I have. Is who is their species and where they come from with what they hear going on, kicking up dust in the world about. So now I'm saying they're going to go with their government AD and Adamani up into Europe, because it's coming down to the point now where every African people in the world is going to know what? They must live by their own government law code, not these fucking ass white nothing that we are dealing with about AD and Adamani. That will be a time. Okay. Okay, now, now let's come to what we have here. Like I tell you, we have our government and we are sitting on it, and it's about time that we come to know what it is. Right? What these people have done to our civilization, and nobody stand up to say, wait a minute, this can never happen. But what has been the setback for us out of this retardation is because of our setback. In somehow these honest fuckers, white people, since the retardation sets in and we are not able to reason, they get us to think when they come up with the church, yeah, that we are under the right thing and the inspiration of God. They got us to think that we are doing the right thing. If we were not retarded, they couldn't do that. They couldn't do that. So today, you're out there, you're doing a business, and you have to do it under these sodomite, you know, dog fucking idiots, them, demon possessed. We are doing everything according to their so-called government, A.D. Anno Domini. And, you know, they can't come from anywhere with another government to, you know, to pad Elohim kingship. They, like, you know, they have a right to come from someplace else and come set up their government. No, God. But once we don't have that good sense, and they convinced us now that Adam and Eve is the real story. Adam and Eve, real story. No, there was no Adam story except the historic story. But as far as they talk about they're making up a new world and all this kind of, now, let's get these stinking ass white people out. We have the truth here. Even selling it to anybody, it's free. Because we've been free all along, saving for our the contamination of our brain for thousands and thousands of years. So they got a good chance to dumb us down and give us a new belief. Well, that's why we are Christian today. Get out from this faggot Christianity. Don't think nothing about white people, because they are all sodomites all together. Okay? We have our history. Now, it's such a good thing that I come to be able to reading enough and find the right history to tell me, where I can see things around me and know it is true. You see what I mean? When you don't know, that's where the trouble is. So it's good for me. It's good for all of us. Whether or not you want to, like, you know, take access on this. All right. Now, here. Me now, let me give you a little tune. Let's see how this tune will work.
Okay. Now let's get to this portion of the show. And, you know, I focus on these issues frequently because there's no way getting away from them. And it's not, there's no concern in my mind to talk about them because it's the most important thing to talk about. Our life, not white people, because it would be that we come to find out what has been going on our planet, right? So if you're out there and you're thinking, I'm telling you exactly what is going on here. There is one civilization that was never in the world until 45,000 years ago, okay? And that's a fact. Based upon what we are seeing here every day, it's like, you know, we may get an impression like, you know, these things that I'm saying, you can't be bothered with it and stuff like that. Well, that's what the white people do to us. Tell us a whole bunch of junk, a whole bunch of nonsense, and have us believe it and make it hard for us to get out of it. But I'm telling you, it is a wonderful thing to realize what the real world is from when you don't. And how to know is to read and to be able to identify things. And don't have anybody tell you, know, a whole bunch of nonsense. Besides, history is a record of the past. And if you rely on the history of the past, if you're not reading foolishness, you will end up at the right place. Here we go. You talk, we call these European white people or whatever it is. They are not human beings. And please stop honoring them with being called people or human being. Because they are not. They are not. The government that they say they have is not in the world history textbook at all. So when you see in your world history textbook a government in there, cities and stuff like that, oh, these faggots are saying they build cities. They never did until they learn from us. Okay? And they will tell you that they become civilized when they follow us and start killing us in the Western hemisphere. You may not know that, but it is the truth that is going to land us back in our right minds, okay? So while everybody is doing certain things to continue life on, that's fine. But there are those of us who are the thinkers of the precept that govern our lives. We must now get rid of these faggots who are talking all kind of uncivilized nonsense. We need to, like, get them out, you see. And they will know when the time has come, they must leave. They will know that. Because it's not going to be a gun and bomb kind of thing. They are going to get up and go out because they won't be able to stand the torture that the truth is going to give them. Okay, listen to this. Hominid disease attack indigenous people 100,000 years ago. Brain gets retarded. Yeah. Our brain get retarded. No. So, what do you think about me talking about these kind of stuff where nobody don't want to talk about it?
okay? And somebody might think that I don't have any win to win on this. And you're fooling around. You don't know what you don't know. History, are you into history? Because the way the world is full of these sodomites and all kind of a evil thing going on here, and we don't have anything to do with it. Well, you know, somebody will find out. And I found out that all of what they set up and there's nobody but them, it's a lie. It is a lie. There is a power that exists to destroy these faggots. Just remember what they did in Genesis 19. All right? With Lot. Okay? Yeah. These Sodomites, they think they are almighty. And they who used to worship the God and praise the God and talk all kind of nice things about the God, they say, they don't care nothing about the God. All of this stealing and criminal acts that they have done over time and how they carry out their sodomite pursuits to overthrow our government, our kingship government from many, many years ago. Mesopotamia, in the Akkadian government, and a lot of our government, and they couldn't do some of the maintenance that the places need when they take it over. Yeah. So listen, there's a lot for us to know, and if we don't read, we won't go find out. And whilst you're out there joining the church and all kind of foolishness, only the truth is going to make us know who we are and give us the right satisfaction of knowledge. All right. So now I'm telling you, yeah, I think I have a nice headline here, right? I like it. The hominid diseases attack indigenous people 100,000 years ago, brain gets retarded. I think, you know, it's one of my better written. yeah, headline. Okay, all right, here we go. And I'm going to be trying to read to you some very, very heart-rending things that these sodomites do to us. And you know, it's kind of a weird how they take charge of everything, man. Everywhere we are, they come and just turn us over, kill us, and whatever it is. And there is nobody to come and say anything to make a difference. No. So as far as things go today, right now, it's the impression is they are in control. White people are in control, and they have the conviction of the people, like affirming them they are in control. They are not in control. White people are not in control of the civilized world. They are killing and they are destroying the ways of the gods. That's what they're doing. So let me read to you some of their deadliest destruction of us who are the first. That's something for us to know. We are the first, not the first in creation. They are the first in bipedal creation, hominid creation. They are first. The gods weren't here yet. There was no human civilization yet. So now that we have come to this dilapidated state, and you don't have none of our people coming out and, like, teaching the thing to make people hear and understand and fall in line with their real good mind. You know, nobody is doing that. So they're doing something else. So I am not going to, like, try to besmirch these people who don't get the don't get the mind to come see some of these things. They are doing something else. All right. So everybody got their own thing to be concerned with, right? And then it will all come together down the road, right? And so I'm saying, in the end, the beginning will come, right? In the beginning was civilization of the gods, when there was no civilization at all. But the uncivilized life of these hominids, primates, okay, only they were around until the gods. 445,000 years ago, that the gods came to Earth with civilization. So it, now they get blocked if they wanted to, like, say, make an argument that, you know, what I'm saying is not true. There is no space for them to block me with anything, because I'm going straight in line with what the history says, and they don't have anything to block it. White people are worthless. They never had anything at all. You see, they come out criminals and fucking assholes, and then they work their brain and show their diseases on us, and we didn't figure out until it too late. Too late, okay? All right. So they get opportunity to, like, come this far. We are toe-to-toe underneath them. The T.D. Jakes, you know, and the rest of them, Farrakhan and all these people. They are of the church that the white sodomite established. And they don't realize up to now that they are into something wrong. They don't find out. So here we go with this. Counting the dead. Estimating the loss of life in the indigenous Holocaust. 1492. Presents David Michael Smith, University of Houston Downtown. During the past century, researchers have learned a great deal about the nature and scope of what Russell Thornton has called the demographic collapse of the indigenous population in the Western Hemisphere after 1492. As David Stannard has explained, the almost inconceivable number of deaths caused by the invasion of conquest. Think there was ever any legal right for anybody to pull off conquest on other people? No, there is none. The law is against that. The Elohim civilized law is against that. And see, they're going on like, you know, our brain is not functioning. Not functioning the right way. You see, retarded. We are retarded, so we don't make a lot of sense on a lot of things. So these white people get a chance to just do anything they want to fuck. You see what I mean? So this is what we have going on. So this truth is going to turn them over and over until they will spread out in Europe. Really? That's what is going to happen to them. These people are not lying in what they wrote here. It's all giving you the date and everything like that. So it says, as David Stannard has explained, the almost inconceivable number of deaths caused by the invasion and conquest of these lands by Europeans. Imagine that. Nobody now pay no attention to this because we all gone, you know, cuckoo. You see what I mean? When I tell you about our need to get back to our history and learn, it would scour out these type of evil way of thinking that we are serving in the church. Get out of the church. Okay. It says here that European and their descendants, you see, constitute the worst human holocaust. You hear that? Yes, that's right. European and their descendants constitute the worst human. You see, it means that they are not human. You see. Yeah, holocaust. The worst human holocaust the world had ever witnessed. You see? They want to call themselves human now because we have been retarded for so long, and they get to fit themselves, even Jews. That in the Bible, it said Jesus was a Jew. And the people who came to us are Jews. Who are the Jews? But the African people. That's what it means. Whether or not Jews is anything or not. But that's what they write in the Bible. They write that we were the Jews. So how is it that they turn... they have the power of AD and Adamani to change the name that they say we had like it is true. Assume it was true. We were the civilization people, not white European, not white European hominids them. They were never Jews, but they call themselves Jews today. And you don't see anybody try to disrobe them of it. They should be stricken because they are in what you call, you know, this is fraud, because they have it written in the Bible there that Jesus was a Jew. He was, when he was put on the cross, they call him the King of the Jews. So how is it these faggots come to call themselves Jews now and make it official? They make it official too. Now, where are the people of the gods? Where are we? Where are we? Right? Now, so I'm showing you what is happening, and when you're going to church and you're praising Jesus, that, let me tell you something, you have a demon inside of you there, because Jesus Christ never exists, and I can show you if you want. Just call me one day and ask me to show you why Jesus and God never exist. And I will gladly show it to you. No cost. I'll show it to you. And it will be a nice experience. So it goes on to say, these people kill us and nobody defend us. Scholars, it says, yeah, the worst human holocaust the world had ever witnessed. Scholars have long had reliable information on the size of the indigenous population in this hemisphere and his country at its nadir around the turn of the 20th century. Never see such a thing. Indigenous population and, you know, the kind of evil that they have done, the Holocaust, the worst human being Holocaust anybody has ever seen. All right? Now, to have them here cock up themselves and they are government and all that kind of thing, you know, it's just unreal. You know? It's just unreal. So it goes on to say that scholars have long been had reliable information on the size of the indigenous population in his hemisphere and this country at its nadir around the turn of the 20th century. And in recent decades, investigators have developed a range of estimates of the native population in the Western Hemisphere before 1492. Researchers also amass considerable knowledge about the role of diseases, wars, genocide, violence, enslavement, forced relocation, the destruction of food sources. Imagine that. Destruction of food sources and devastation of ways of life. Imagine that. All that these sodomites do to us. How did we survive? Climbing birth rates. Every part of our life, these faggot white people, they destroy. And it's like hardly any of us live to tell the tale. Because you don't hear anybody out there talk about this. You know, and when you hear them talk anything about the diaspora and the indigenous people, you know, they're not carrying anything to set things in the proper in the proper position to make our world go on living in the civilization that made up our civilized world. Nobody that we have here around is really setting things in order, pressing how we fall into this situation and how we must come out. They would rather blame us for either, for not doing one thing or the other. That's basically what we'll get. They'll talk about, it's good for diaspora to come back to Africa. Why? Why do we have to go back to Africa? These are the kind of thoughts that our people out here in the diaspora, those are the kind of thoughts that we are thinking. While a few feel content to be out here because we are the indigenous people, aren't we? And we travel from Africa to come here. So why do we have need to go back to Africa? Like, oh, we come out here and get beat up. Is Africa put us over here? Africa do everything to make these white people have us. So come on, we need to, read and understand what is going on. But these white people are not acceptable, into the place of the gods and where the gods put us to live. They are the ones that put us to live, give us higher urban civilization, you see, to live. And where they come from and become opportunists and we don't value nothing, they're going to find out. They are coming to find out. They are not what they think they are. Above and beyond that, they are sodomites. Fuck dogs and an asshole. Seem like from anywhere that they can get it. And now they want to play like they are, they are decent humans. And they are not humans. They are not human to begin with. They are not. So we have a lot to learn and how to position ourselves and to do without them. Whereas we thought that we couldn't do without them because they hold the law in their hand and so. They don't hold no law in their hand. Get rid of that. You doing business right now. You don't need to depend on AD and Adam and these fuckers, idiots, to talk about government because they don't have our government. You see, and it is provable that our law was always present when they were breaking those laws to come and talk about they have AD and Adam and Eve. Nothing goes off. I mean, absolutely nothing whatsoever. A pope, a faggot pope, is asking one of his followers, a moon calendar. All these kind of stuff, we should have long ago chased these people out with our wide knowledge, and the gods would have helped us long time ago. All right, let's go now with some more of what they have been doing to us, and they are coming to a place now where they are getting squeezed, and they must be careful of what they are doing, and that's what they're playing right now. But they're looking and see that we're still retarded, until they will realize that they got to go. So here we go. All right. Researchers have also amassed considerable knowledge about the role of diseases, wars, genocide, violence, enslavement. See, they make preparation for our society to be all these things, and we're not seeing it. All right? Now, we have got to see it now because I am talking about it. It is an issue. And while they are out there talking about they are this and that and the tarot, I'm telling you, they are invalid. They are invalid. They can't make up no government where we are with kingship all over us. King's law code that been preserving us except for 100,000 years ago when they put their poison in our blood, and we were no longer able to respond to our own way of life. Okay? Now, the order is they must get out because, you know, we're going to invoke the force to get them totally away from us. And they can sit there, they can stay out there with their white fucking idiot self and think that, okay, all is going to be well with them. Not true. All right. Let me try to finish what I'm reading here so that you can go and digest yourself. So it says here that all right, so they destroy our way of life and everything, right? Other factors in the indigenous Holocaust. You know how much Holocaust that they have taken us dead bodies through? This paper draws on the work of Russell Thornton. David Stannard, right? So this is Russell Thornton, David Stannard, and other scholars in attempting to count the dead. That is in development, informed, and reasonable. If very rough estimates of the total loss of indigenous lives caused by colonialism, you hear that? Caused by these these dog fucking idiots, yeah, they cause all of this, and today they would want you to think that I don't have a right to be talking this way. This is the Western Hemisphere. This is the Western Hemisphere. And where were they before we come here? Where were they? All right, you come and ask me, and I'll fix your business with the historic information on what they were doing all the time before they left Africa and go anywhere. All right, let's go on, and I'm almost done now. Although this analysis is inevitably grim and saddening, there is much to be gained by understanding the most sustained loss of life in human history, both for people living today and for future generations. Gain understanding as to what
has transpired in these holy courses. At the turn of the 20th century, the total number of native inhabitants living in the entire Western Hemisphere had declined to 4 to 4.5 million. Total number of native inhabitants living in the entire Western Hemisphere had declined to just 4 to 4.5 million. Imagine we declined down to this after the many, many millions of us. In 1800, only about 600,000 indigenous people remained. Imagine that. Imagine that. You imagine that. Wow. So this is gonna say, native. Okay, my friends, and I'm glad that you come in today and you listen, and I hope that you have found information to help to cheer you up. And direct you into the way of knowledge containing our civilization. Blessings to you.